Next patient is Shirley Whedon. The last name is W-H-I-D-D-E-N. First name Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. This is the clinical case of an 89-year-old white female that we had the opportunity to see him recently, no more than 2 weeks ago, when she was complaining of generalized weakness, weight loss, and general malaise, shortness of breath. During that visit, we noticed that the patient had a systolic hypertension, systolic blood pressure that was 89 millimeters of mercury. At that time, we inquired about the blood pressure medications, and we were not certain that the patient was taking the medications as ordered. Another consideration at that time was the presence of coarse breath sounds at both bases in the presence of a history of COVID-19 infection in the past. The recommendations was reevaluation of the blood pressure medication and the need to check the blood pressure before any medicine intake, and prednisone 5 milligrams on daily basis. We encouraged also increasing the fluid intake. Today the patient comes to the follow-up visit and she's feeling much better. The systolic blood pressure is above 110. The respiratory rate is within normal range. There is some crackling rails at both bases that seems to be chronic, and the appetite has improved. Nevertheless, we are going to start the patient on the prednisone 5 milligrams as we recommended in the past. Apparently, that medication wasn't given at any time, at the time that was prescribed. Number two, essential hypertension that has improved. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis and polyneuropathy that are not a major contributory for the clinical picture that we are dealing with. The patient has a remote history of cerebral infarction, and she has a sleep apnea treated with a CPAP. Reevaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup. In the blood work that was done June the 10th of 2024, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 29, an estimated GFR of 46.6. She is no longer 3B, she is 3A, chronic kidney disease. The calcium is within normal limits, the albumin is 4, the liver function tests are with the normal limits. The serum hemoglobin is 11.9. The platelet count 334,000. And the amount of protein has decreased to 660 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is less than the prior determination, period. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 10 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.